Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Damn. Some birds aren't meant to be caged. Yet, here we are, butt naked, eating soggy bologna sandwiches. Figure it's time to get busy living and get busy winning.
Let's play Cellmates.
Cellmates, where lawbreakers become game changers. This week, we are playing for tickets to see the Black Keys at Climate Pledge Arena on October 3rd. Let's meet our cellmates. We have Sean in Puyallup. Tell us what you stole.
Okay, guys. Well, this was in the late 80s. I grew up in Southern California. We had a Bob's Big Boy restaurant where my sister was actually a hostess. We figured for a senior prank in high school, we would steal the Big Boy and put it on the high school campus in the quad.
And so that's, great idea. That, John, that's that iconic Big Boy statue we're talking about.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. It's hollow fiberglass. It's probably 6 feet tall. It's huge, but it fit perfectly in the back of my dad's pickup truck.
How heavy is it?
Oh, it's hollow. It's not heavy. I had like 6 football players. It was no big deal.
So, easy peasy.
So we load the thing up, and it's like midnight, and we're driving a couple miles to the school, and I get pulled over by a motorcycle cop with this thing in the back of Big Boy in the back of my truck, about 6 football teammates, and we're going to go deliver it. He comes up, he shines his flashlight, he looks at all of us, and he just says to me, he says, "I'm not even going to ask." And he gets back on his bike and he leaves. And we're like, how did we get away with that? Well, he basically just radioed ahead. He knew right where we were going, and they were waiting for us at the school with about 6 police cars. So, I don't know, it was probably 20 of us got all rounded up, handcuffed, made to think we were getting big felony charges. They were probably laughing their asses off behind their backs. But they just called our parents. But, man, my dad was mad because he's like, "Where's my truck?" Because they kind of impounded the truck. Oh. And so I had to pay to get that out. Oh, but it was, we stole the Big Boy. Sean. And we thought we got away with it, but he basically just radioed ahead. They were all waiting for us at the school.
Do you remember, maybe just asking you to go back in time and maybe you don't remember, did you have plans for this Big Boy statue? Were you planning on putting it somewhere? What was the end goal with this thing?
It was going to go in the quad. We were going to make a big pyramid of trash cans. Class of 89, you know, we're here, woo. Yeah, it didn't really work out.
Man, I'd have that in my backyard.
Oh, hell yes.
I would love one of those bad boys. I don't think my wife, not so much, but I would love one of those.
Great, great decor.
Yeah.
So let's introduce Sean to his cellmate, who is Tony in Monroe. Tony, how fast did you get your car moving?
I had it uptown. First of all, I want to say you guys are great. I drive from Monroe to Olympia every day. 2 hours there and 3.5 on the way home.
No.
And listen to rock every day. That's awesome.
Tony, that means a lot. Thanks, brother.
After a safety meeting at the bar, nobody talks business until they've had 2 drinks. I did recently bought a Trans Am, and I wanted, there was only 2 cars on 512, so I wanted to see how fast the thing would go. So I got it up to 145, and that's as fast as it would go. So I slowed back down to the speed limit. Next thing you know is all these cops are behind me. I'm pulling over, think they want to go by me. No, one of the 2 cars that I passed was an unmarked cop car.
Oh, no.
So I pulled over. They said, "Put your hands out the window," and threw me in the middle of 512. They shut 512 down.
Oh, damn.
All I could do is start counting cop cars, and I counted 8.
Wow. Did you at least use the excuse, "I was just trying to get to Fox's before they closed"?
Did they give you did you get arrested or get a ticket, or what was the punishment?
I went to jail, and the car got impounded.
Oh.
I ended up getting it out. Selling it to a guy who I think I got it up to 100 or something like that in town or something. He's like, "I've never done 100 miles an hour in the city," which back then, I was pretty stupid back then. I had a lot of pretty bad speeding records.
Yeah, a stupid question for you then. What does it feel like going that fast in a car? Because I've never even thought to try and go as fast as possible. It's just not my thing.
The hardest part is trying to look down at the speedometer and see how fast you're going because you're focusing on the road so much.
Yeah, I bet. Is the car shaking?
The cop said he was doing 120, and I was pulling away from him. It wasn't really that bad, but the white dotted lines in the highway looked like one solid white line.
Oh, my Lord. Well, based on the severity of the crimes of our cellmates, Steve, who should go first in the game?
Whew. You know me. I love myself a big boy. A Bob's big boy. Let's start things off with Sean.
All right, Sean, the first question to you. In 1996, which state was the first to legalize medical marijuana?
Colorado?
Wrong.
That would be California.
Yeah, medical marijuana.
Medical. All right, Tony, if you get this question correct, you are the winner. If you get it wrong, the game continues. In the name Chuck E. Cheese, what does the letter E stand for?
All right, I'm going entertainment.
Woo!
I always thought it was ecstasy.
Oh, wow. My God.
No?
No.
Because we're so ecstatic that we're going to Chuck E. Cheese.
It's
going to
be so great. I'm so excited for you, Tony. You're going to be going to see the Black Keys at Climate Pledge Arena on October 3rd.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening, my man.
Did you ever do a senior prank?
Oh.
No. I can't think of anything. What, Danny, you did?
No.
I thought she was going to ask you if you've ever done ecstasy.
I would give you a different answer.
I don't remember my class doing a senior prank, but I know the class before me did one.
We did the senior walkout.
Oh,
did you guys do that?
So edgy. Senior skip day. We called it senior skip day.
Yeah, we were walking out. I don't know what we're walking out from, but we walked out, I tell you.
We will not learn today.
Yeah.
The year before us, I know that the seniors got, I don't know how they did it. They rented some kind of crane overnight, and we came the next day, and they had put tires all over, or on the flagpole. So there was like 20 tires all the way up the flagpole. And they, you know, you can't get those off easily. You have to get another crane and stuff. So I don't know whose parent they stole a crane from, but they were not happy.
The easy way to find out, like, who works like in construction that might have one of those. Like, I think it might have been that person's kid.
Well, that was how the class ahead of me, that's how they pulled off their senior prank was one of them worked at like a meat packing facility. And so they had access to a dump truck and cow poo. And they dumped a bunch of manure in front of the doors to the school with a sign in it and said, class of 02 is the S.
Nice.
It was great. That's very Stanwood. Rockaholics, tomorrow is 420. So Rolling Stone named the top stoner songs based on potency. What does that mean? And what topped the list? We'll tell you after the Scorpions.
The Daily Mix Show.
I am very excited for pizza tomorrow at Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma. It's our very first ever listener party for the Daily Mix Show.
It's going to be so much fun.
We are going to be there from 3 until 5, and they've given us that whole loft area that overlooks the party, the games, all that good stuff. We're going to be chilling there, hanging with Rockaholics, eating pizza, playing games. We're bringing the kids.
We're doing it all, baby.
We have coloring books.
We have crayons. It's going to be so freaking fun.
So, Rockaholics, if you want more info on the party and certainly hope you can join us, head to KISW.com.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be a great time. And shout out to all the people who said that they're going to be coming. We're going to have a blast.
So, Billboard.com put together a list of the top stoner songs for all those who celebrate 420.
Let's go smoke some pot.
Remember this song? It's not on the list.
What is this from?
To be honest with you, I have no idea. I just have it in my sound effect box as the pot song.
That's exactly what it is.
Because that's what they're telling us what to do.
So these songs are ranked by potency, which is kind of fun.
You know, shout out to Billboard for having a clever way to rate these songs.
A scale of 1 for mildly buzzed to 10 for totally stoned. So here are some of the top songs.
You know, up until recently, I never spent any time listening to any other Rick James songs except for, what was it, like Super Freak?
Oh, yeah.
And then I only know him from the Chappelle Show and all those skits, and cocaine is a hell of a drug. So I never think of him as being a guy that was writing stoner songs.
This one
so
is
he's number
ranked,
one.
Yeah, he's number one, and this one ranks 10 for potency. Number two on the list of the top songs rated by potency for 420. I gotta stay.
This is a great late night. I'm wasted on a party bus. Play this song and just feel the moment.
3-6 Mafia, they get a 10 for potency.
Which, this is not very chill, but I love this song.
It's great.
And I feel like whenever I hear about 3-6 Mafia, I think about, what is it, the Heart Out There for a Pimp. Remember Hustle and Flow, was it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Number three.
They won an Academy Award for that.
Really?
For the song.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Number three on the list of stoner songs for 420.
Don't criticize.
This is what I think of when I think of stoner songs. Don't you?
Yeah.
Is Peter Tosh?
He gets a 9 for potency.
I want to know what do they mean even by that? So I guess in the article it says whether they call it weed, marijuana, tampi or ganja. Smoke.
That's a part of the song too, right? That he's singing right now. Some call it weed, some call it ganja.
Marijuana. Smokers have been grooving to Peter Tosh's plea for legalization for decades.
Well, let's listen to number four.
Marijuana.
Missy Elliott.
Who's finally doing her own headlining tour.
She's coming here, I think, July 6th, Wednesday.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
And they give her a 9 for potency for Pass That Dutch.
I like that they're trying to, like, you know, get like some of the reggae vibe. You got some hip hop. I hope there's some rock in this as well.
I'm glad you brought that up because we have song number 5 on the list.
There we go.
I spoke to joints at night. I smoke 2 joints in the afternoon. It makes
they give this a 9 as well.
How can you not give this a 10? All the dude is doing is smoking a lot of joints. I mean, how much more stone can they become?
Well, then
he smoked 2 more.
Number 6 on the list is also a number 9.
I'll see, I would bump them to an 11.
I think the song is literally called Hits from the Bong.
They have songs called, like, I Like to Get High. Still my favorite thing to ever share is that the first time I ever got stoned was on Cypress Hills tour bus playing Sega Genesis with them.
That sounds terrifying, but also amazing.
It was so crazy. It was such a crazy experience. I had to go on for my radio station. I worked in college radio, try and get them saying, hey, this is Cypress Hill, you're listening to WPLT. And they're like, yeah, we'll record that, but come on the bus and you want to play Sega with us? I was like, absolutely. This is going to be the best story ever. And then they were passing weed around and bongs and all that. And I was just like, do you want some? In my head, I'm like, I've never done it. I've been curious. I knew I was going to do it in college. It was like one of those things where I was like, it's just a matter of when, not if. But what better when than with Be Real of Cypress Hill? So I smoked some weed, and then I got lost trying to get home because I was so stoned. I was not driving. I was walking from the arena in Plattsburgh, New York, to our dorms. It took me forever to get home. I was ending up in like the regular like town of Plattsburgh. I'm just like, I don't know if I'm ever going to find my home.
Did they know it was your first time, or were you just acting as if? Okay,
no, I told them. I think that added to the. This is so great. We're getting this dumb college kid stoned, and all he wanted to do was get these radio station IDs from us.
We're gonna wrap up the list with song number 7, another rock song for you, Steve.
Yes. This might be my number one.
Sweet Leaf. That also gets a 9.
And also, I love the song starts with a stoner cough.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm surprised about? Cottonmouth King's nowhere on the list.
Yeah, you're right. 311 also, you would think.
There's also a Ben Harper song called Burn One Down, and the entire song is about smoking joints and weed.
And for me, really my number one. I mean, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Never slowed down, you never grow old.
This is such a freaking great song.
Great playlist for 422.
Oh, hell yeah.
Being that tomorrow is 420, someone went on Facebook to share their excitement for the stoner holiday. And it backfired big time on him. We're going to go straight to the comments at 820.
The Daily Mix Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Ahead of the big holiday tomorrow, we saw a post on Facebook where someone wrote, "The best day ever is this Saturday. It's better than Christmas. It's better than my birthday. It's 420, baby."
That doesn't sound like a stoner. Come on, Taryn, you could do better than that.
"The best day ever is this Saturday. It's better than Christmas. It's better than my birthday. It's 420, baby."
All right.
Was that better?
That was a step in the right direction.
So many of this person's list of friends and family were not too impressed with his post. So, of course, we had to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we send this post. One of my fine Facebook friends from college. Not going to say who. But I sent the post to our friend Jason, our production director, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, so he could pull out some of his favorite comments and reenact them in the best voice that he can do. Are you ready to hear some of the comments from this person's friends and also his family about him being excited about 420?
Of course.
All right, let's start things off with this comment.
"Please, please don't tell me you still celebrate 420. How old are you?"
Happens every year.
There's no age limit to enjoying 420.
Look at Willie Nelson.
You know what? If more of us could be like Willie Nelson, I think we'd be okay with our
It'd
lives.
Be a better world.
"Stop pretending you're a cool stoner kid. You're a 35-year-old man. Why don't you start acting like it?"
That's how a lot of 35-year-old men I know act.
Is that the mom of this person?
"Do you remember when I sold you weed, but it was really just oregano and you smoked it and thought you got hella high? Dumbass."
Good friends this guy's got.
Sounds like my friend Andy. It's not my friend Andy, but in college, we were idiots and we knew what we were doing, but we were wondering if we could get high by smoking a tea bag, like Lipton's iced tea.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Did it work?
For like 2 seconds, and then we felt terrible.
Ew.
It was the worst. We packed a bong with it. We're like, this might get us high. We were so hard up for weed, and nobody had weed on campus. So we're just like, let's just try this. Maybe it'll get us stoned. There's leaves in it.
It's like making my eyes water.
We were the dumbest two people known to me. And the fact that both of us are still alive and have children and functioning in life is kind of impressive.
You're winning.
Kind of. Yeah, we're definitely doing better than we were in college. All right, here's our next comment.
"Hell yeah, my homie! Just call me Bong! James Bong! LOL! Smoke it, toke it! Yes, we cannabis! Don't forget you can't spell healthcare without THC!"
What? That was the most enthusiasm. "Yes, we cannabis.
James Bong! LOL! Smoke it, toke it! Yes, we cannabis!"
That guy should be the poster child, the spokesman for weed.
He's got all the slogans.
Oh,
yes, weed cannabis.
If you're actually a real one, every day would feel like 420, bruh. But you are and always have been just a poser.
Oh, that gatekeeper like Rude. Danny is with emo music right there. Yeah. Too cool for school. We have one more, Taryn. Are you ready?
I'm excited.
Hey, instead of smoking all day Saturday, I think you should get your lazy ass off the couch and get a job. Stop mooching off your mother, you old fuck.
Is that
bong, LOL, smoke it, toke it, yes, we cannabis.
Is the person really unemployed?
I don't know. I don't believe so, but I don't know.
Whatever you want to do on your day off, man, go for it.
Sometimes you just can't be happy around people on social media.
Nope, not at all.
Well, hey, happy 420 to all of you.
Yeah. Rockaholics, what is the strangest thing you have ever seen at the gym? 206-803-ROCK. Yesterday, a member of our show witnessed something that shocked all of us. What was it? We're going to tell you after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we can only imagine that you have seen some strange stuff while at the gym. If so, we want to hear about it. Tell us, what was it? 206-803-ROCK. Sarah, we want to hear... What happened to you at the gym? What did you see that was strange?
You're like Miss Gym Goer these days.
You know, I am. My mother moved back up here, so we're trying to get into a routine, you know? So we meet at the gym, and I haven't been to just like a normal gym in a really, really long time.
Have you been to an abnormal gym?
I was about to say, are you going to like a crazy gym?
No, but I mean, I've been going to gyms that are like only for spin or like Danny's gym only for row. This is a gym, you know, LA Fitness, so it has all the machines, all the things, and it is, wow, can I just go there and just people watch?
Yes.
I don't even
really all walks of life
want to work out. I can just pretend I'm stretching, but yeah, there's every type of person you could think, and some people do some weird things. But yesterday, my mom and I were on a machine, and this older lady walks by with a stroller, and what is in that stroller?
A baby.
Her dog. Her dog.
Well, how big was this dog?
It was a tiny dog, maybe like 10 pounds, in the stroller, just like looking out of the stroller. Looking.
Was it barking?
No, it was just chilling. And this was an older lady, and she was just going to every machine with her dog. And I understand people love their dogs, but I was like, at the gym? Kind of weird. And so was the
dog spotting her at least?
You know, I was just like, why is this dog here? But my mom is a lover of animals, so goes up to this old lady and this dog.
How old are we talking? Like 70s?
Probably 70s.
Okay.
Yes. And it's like, oh, I love that your sweet little baby's here. And then starts talking to the dog and then tells the dog to have a good workout.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Your
mom is all bought in.
I'm sure that lady loved your mom.
Is your mom going to bring her dog to the gym now?
I literally, when we were walking away, I was like, Mom, is this your future? And she's like, I think it might be. Please don't make it be.
Did anyone seem to be perturbed or annoyed or...
I mean, I think people were confused like me.
Yeah, most people aren't probably going to go up and talk to that lady. Like, I'm not talking to this lady. This is a little different for me.
Right. That was what I was going to do. I was just weirdly staring and judging. But yeah, my mom loved it. But
I'm wondering
like,
if it was a like an emotional support.
Well, because there's a service dog at my gym. Sometimes there's somebody that has their service dog, and I never want to mess with service dog. I'm going to throw stuff at it, but like pet them or whatever.
Right.
But I always get a big smile on my face when the guy's doing his workout. The dog just lays there and is just kind of chilling out, watching the guy do his thing.
You know, I don't think this is a service dog. This dog looked older than the lady.
Usually service dogs are not in strollers.
In strollers.
I mean, I could be wrong. But
yeah.
Last I checked.
Yeah, I don't think this dog could do much if this older lady was having problems.
Wasn't doing any serving.
No.
Someone did text in a strange thing they saw at the gym. Saw a guy single leg squatting 365 pounds, did 4 reps with the right leg, switched to the left, and in the middle of the third rep, his hip dislocated and he crumbled to the ground. Oh, yeah, that guy was me, and I saw it in the mirror. This was 2007 when I wanted to be the world's strongest man. Love, Chad, with 2 D's. I know Chad. He actually works out of my gym.
You watch those world's strongest man competitions?
They're crazy.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
I could get sucked into that in a second.
The one that I see the most, I think, that always kind of like makes me go, what happened, is when someone shows up and they're fully just in like casual, like wearing jeans, shoes that aren't really meant for the gym. And I always look at them and I'm like, what? And do you not have shorts? Like, but then there was one time where I forgot my gym clothes and I got to the gym and I was like, I ended up leaving because I was like, I've mentally mocked people that do that for so long. I couldn't do it. Like, I feel like I would have been a hypocrite.
Were you wearing jeans?
Yes.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen that.
That sounds so uncomfortable working out in jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get why you left. Plus, then it's an excuse to leave.
Well, I kind of want to get there. It's like I didn't show up so I can not do the work.
You never just get there and then you just sit in the car and you're like, do I really want to walk in?
Oh, 5 days of the week I sit in the car. And sometimes I've even nodded off like because I'm so tired and I'm like debating it. Next thing I know, my head pops up. I'm like, where did the last 10 minutes go?
Oh, like, no. Where am I? Right. See, it'd be a great excuse if you're like, oh, don't have my clothes. Gotta go home now. I tried.
You are listening to The Daily Migs Show. Give us a follow on social. Our handle is @DailyMigs. There's this funny chat going on Reddit right now where users were asked about the ways you can tell if a person is secretly a stoner. Okay. So this is secretly a stoner, not outwardly a stoner.
I would always call this sometimes when somebody, quote unquote, blows their cover.
Oh, yeah.
When you're stoned. I would always joke about that. Like when you'd say something and you knew full well that just hipped whoever you're talking to that you're a stoner. And I'd say, I'm like, I just blew my cover. I'm sorry. And then they're like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, now I really blew my cover. I'm stoned. That's what I'm trying to say is I'm stoned. I'm sorry.
One of the Reddit posters said that they had a boss ask to see the lighter that they had once, handed the lighter over, turned it upside down, and observed the bottom's edge smudge of black tar from where I smashed the bowl down after I light it. He handed it back and said, I thought so. He smoked weed too.
That is a good way to be able to tell. Isn't there like a superstition with a certain color lighter?
Oh, I think it was like the white lighter for me. It was like the bad luck lighter or something.
Why?
Like that.
I was about to ask if you knew why.
I have no idea. I just believe everything that I'm told.
But I remember being around, I think it was a white lighter where somebody was like, I need a lighter, and someone handed them a white lighter. He goes, anyone else have a different color lighter? And I was just like, this is a superstition?
Another. I know why.
Oh, why?
It says the white lighter myth or white lighter curse is an urban legend based on the 27 Club in which it is claimed several musicians and artists died while in possession of a white disposable cigarette lighter.
Whoa.
It's like what, like the Jimi Hendrixes, mm-hmm. Janis Joplin, Kurt Cobain.
That's nuts.
They all had white lighters.
That's trippy.
I never knew that.
Now you're never going to use one, are you?
Forever.
Well, I've already passed 27, so I'm good.
You're doing great, Steve. Yeah. You're doing great.
I think I'm okay to use a white lighter now.
Another way that you can tell.
Someone's like, wait, I'm 28. Okay, hand me that white lighter. I could use it now. I'm good.
Another way you can tell if a person is secretly a stoner. Someone said if they call it marijuana, they don't smoke. If they call it weed, they do.
Hello, fellow kids. You have the marijuana.
That's my mom, 100%. She always is like, oh, I was at the store the other day and I smelled some marijuana. And she says it all like,
I like how she says it.
She gets like very like Hispanic when she says it.
Marijuana.
And I'm like, Mom, just call it weed. And she's like, it's called marijuana.
You know which one I think would be for me? I don't know if it made their suggestions, but it's the stoner laugh.
How like does that sound?
You know, the Seth Rogen giggle.
Yeah.
When somebody laughs like that, I'm like, how much weed are you smoking? Don't you think?
One person says, if you say, hey, do you smoke? And the reply is, smoke what?
Well, in all fairness, it could be crack.
Yeah. That's a lot of things.
Max.
Heroin. All the things. They have an unusual affinity for band t-shirts.
Oh. Well, that makes all of us stoners. Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand that one.
I just want to know, do you have like a favorite term for weed?
The wacky tobacco.
Wacky tobacco.
The devil's lettuce.
I heard it called jazz cabbage recently, that's my new favorite. Like, straight to the top of the list.
I would say weed.
I mean, that's fair. However, I've never heard somebody refer to it as the devil's lettuce more than Steve Migs.
I heard somebody say it once. I think it was at one of our radio conventions.
That's funny.
And one of the radio dudes was like, anyone got the devil's lettuce? And all of us were just like, it took a second. We're like, what is that? Because we're at a restaurant. Like, is there something on the menu that we don't know of? Is there a certain type of dressing that makes it evil?
Yeah.
No, you're talking about weed.
Yeah, I get you.
My favorite is ganja.
Ganja's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the other ones? I can't even think of any more. Do I sound like I'm not a stoner?
What was the one earlier we were playing that Peter Frampton song, was it? Not Peter Frampton. Peter Tosh. And it was like Tam Chi or whatever. What was it?
Oh, no.
Don't don't criticize it.
Tampy.
Tampy?
What the hell is Tampy? I mean, clearly it's weed.
The song goes so slow. I thought we were going to get to the part faster.
Get to the meat.
I mean, there's pot.
Yeah, it's another word for cannabis. Weed, grass, some people call it Tampy.
Tampy. Dope.
Yeah. Tom P. I'm saying it wrong.
Tom P.
Tom P.
Well, if you're a secret stoner, you're probably pretty amped up about 420 right now, which is tomorrow. Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 97 wins, 25 losses, and 15 ties in 2024.
Tom P.
206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.